You know, it's been a while since I've talked about any movies or shows or games. Typically, I've been playing, you know, the same games over and over again or watching repeats of shows, and I'd like to get back into talking about more movies I've seen recently. Now that theaters are opening back up and there's more stuff being added to streaming services that I actually want to watch. But before I do, there's one game that stood out for me that I just picked up randomly one night off Xbox Marketplace, and that is Soma. You know, going into this game, I didn't really know too much about it at all. It got recommended to me like a long time ago, and I just kind of put it in the back of my mind. But the basic premise of the game is that you, you know, you wake up in your apartment, and you have to go to this doctor's office to get a brain scan because you have like brain cancer, brain tumor, and you're volunteering to go through this trial and get this brain scan. And then the next thing you know is that you wake up and you're at the bottom of the ocean, and things are really, you know, creepy, and you know, this underwater base is falling apart, and there's these sort of biomechanical robots running around, and the walls are, you know, interconnected with these like living robotic tubes, and there's just dripping oil, almost blood oil everywhere. And it's like a, off the bat, it's like a very, you know, what is going on premise. And what I really liked about this game is that they don't really, you know, tell you what's happening right away. Or, you know, if there's a puzzle situation that you have to figure out, there's not like a, you know, a blinking icon that says go over here. There's no arrows pointing to where you need to go. You kind of have to take it upon yourself to figure out what you have to do. And it's nothing that's overly complicated. I've played games where the puzzles are, expect way more from the player than that should be expected. You know, but a game like this, you might see like a broken or shattered window into another room. You gotta think, okay, well, that's like a weak point, so I gotta find something heavy, like a fire extinguisher to throw through this thing. You know, but the game's not telling you, like, find something heavy to throw through door or throw through window. So I like that it doesn't treat the player as an idiot, but it also doesn't ask the player to do anything that, you know, shouldn't be expected in the first place. Yeah, and as you progress through this game, you start to learn more about, you know, your situation. I would definitely recommend just going and getting it and playing it first. But as you progress through the game, you start to learn out that the player is a android or a robot, and that your brain scan from several years ago copied your mind, or copied your consciousness, and then you just woke up, you know, in the future at this certain point. So as far as you are concerned, you are the same person, but your actual self died a long time ago, whether that was from illness or just from, you know, it's set like several hundred years in the future, so your original body would have died anyway by this point. But you waking up in this robot form, you still, as far as you're concerned, you are that same person. No time has passed. You just are, all of a sudden, you're there. And again, as the story develops, you find out that there, you know, was this meteor strike on Earth several years ago. So the last bit of humanity moved underwater to survive the blast. And so, like, the above ground is completely gone. And there's only so many people left alive at the bottom of the ocean. And so to protect, you know, humanity's longevity, they decided they're going to copy the brains of whoever was left at this point, put them in this like hard drive, put that into a satellite, and launch it out into space, where it'll just sort of be perpetually, you know, sustained going throughout space. And so for the people with brain scans on this hard drive, as far as they're concerned, the procedure worked, and they woke up in this virtual world, and everything's fine. They can, you know, sort of like Second Life paradise, not sort of, out into space and away from their physical form, because they'd basically be just be digital people at this point. But, you know, as the game goes on and, you know, you have to do certain things, like a certain point, the android body that you're in has to transfer its mind into a more durable android body to survive like a certain situation. So you go through the same process, you scan your brain into this second robot, and when you wake up, you can look and see your former robot self sitting in the brain scan chair, and like it's still, you know, under stasis or whatever, but you can tell, like, you know, even though you woke up in this other body, the original body didn't, you know, switch over. It's like the movie The Sixth Day with Arnold Schwarzenegger, where they're clones of each other, or there's this company that develops clones of people, and they say, like, you know, if you die, you'll just wake up in this new clone body, but it's not like a switch over of someone's soul. You know, you don't wake up in the new body. It's just a copy of that person's memories, and they prove that near the end of the movie, where the villain is near death and he activates his clone, and the clone gets born and literally comes over to him and just like starts taking his clothes off and starts putting them on himself, because he feels like he is the current version of himself. There's never a transfer of the mind. And this game definitely dives into like what it means to be alive, what it means to have a conscious brain, because you'll run into things like you'll see robots or, you know, certain things that shouldn't look like they're talking, or shouldn't look like they're feeling or experiencing pain, and you're like, well, clearly that thing's not alive. It's just a robot. But as the game goes on, you start to learn more about these brain transfers. It's more easy to believe that, you know, even though these things don't look human, as far as they're concerned, they are human, because their mind is there. They're just not in the same body. So I definitely enjoyed this game for multiple different reasons. The story, the puzzles, there's definitely like a survival, stealth horror aspect to it, because you'll run into some very creepy, creatures, and, you know, someone who doesn't exactly have a huge fear of the ocean, but, you know, I think everyone has a certain, you know, certain paranoia about what is under the water, what's, you know, deep beyond what we can see in a normal day, definitely hits at a couple of different moments with creepy underwater things, especially with, there's like one scene where you have to go through this cave, and the cave is kind of a confusing pathway. We're not really sure which direction you're supposed to go, and the entire cave is lined with sea spiders. And sea spiders are real things. They are, you know, comparatively giant spiders underwater who live like very deep depths, and they're huge. I mean, they're much bigger than someone's hand, and they're all over the cave. So we have to walk through this thing, and just knowing that these things actually are real things in the world, you can imagine like what it would feel like to walk through this cave. It was an unnerving feeling. Another aspect that was, to me, that was one of the more frightening things about it, or like activating sort of a paranoia, or a, not a paranoia, phobia, is like there'll be a part where you're, you know, walking around this like underwater base, and you can kind of get to the edge of this like reef, or the edge of this underwater cliff, and you can look down into the, like, into this darkness. And I kept expecting something to sort of like swim out of it or to come out of it. But just being underwater and knowing you're at this super, super deep depth, and still being able to look over the side of this underwater cliff into just absolute pitch black, and your mind starts to wonder what exactly is down there or how deep it even goes. Because we often, can speculate, if you're on a, like a typical lake, the lake might be a couple hundred feet deep, and we can kind of wrap our minds around that. But you start getting to the ocean, you start talking about, in the thousands of feet deep, that things are actually down there swimming and crawling around and, live their lives in perpetual darkness. Just, those are very creepy concepts. And that wasn't even something the game like even highlights. That wasn't even like a theme or a part of the game. It was just something that was in the design of the level. So I give props to sort of being able to activate that phobia of something without even that being part of the game. And back to the actual creatures of the game, like, you do have to, like, there's no real combat system in the game. It's when you're dealing with the creatures, it's a lot of sneaking through, like, vents, ducking behind, walls, running away from things. And what you'll encounter are these, like, weird sort of, like, I don't want to say they're robots or cyborgs. It's like a weird combination where it is very, like, biomechanical, where it's like they're, like, you can imagine at one time that they were just sort of a robotic thing, but now it's, like, becoming more alive than it should be. And so, again, like, the game blends what it is to be, like, organic and synthetic. There's no real clear evidence of either or at any time. It kind of makes you believe, like, anything can be alive. Like, any sort of, like, former robotic thing or former organic thing can be equally as alive as each other. You throughout the game, you have like an assistant talking in your head, and sort of kind of like a Cortana, sort of like AI in the back of your head that kind of gives you advice or tells you, like, what to do, where to go. And this being, like, only is alive when she is, like, put into a computer, and her like sense of time is only activated, like, when she's actually is activated. So as soon as you, like, turn her off and you go, like, walk somewhere else, and you plug her in somewhere else, like, her sense of time, there's been no lapse. So it's like the theme of that is, like, the sense of, like, what exactly time means to certain other things. Like, you're only alive when you are alive, and when you're not actively doing something, you kind of cease to exist at that present time. And so you develop, like, this relationship with this AI as you go through these, missions and these troubles. But a lot of cool things this game, it definitely reminded me certain aspects of BioShock, with, all the underwater things, with the fish and all of that swimming around. Reminded me a little bit of Dead Space, not because of the fact that it's, in space or anything, and not necessarily the monsters, but just sort of the setting of, like, walking around like an installation that you're essentially, like, kind of like the one of the last living things, or last living things that isn't actively trying to kill you, and discovering the mystery at hand there. But I definitely recommend this game. It's not like, it's not just like one of those games you just, like, walk through, and it's not like a walking simulator. There's more to it than that. It definitely, like, asks you to do things, and you have to figure that out by yourself. And the story is definitely worth seeing it until the end. Like, I mean, I definitely could have seen this be, like, I guess, I couldn't really see it being a movie, because it definitely plays best as you are the player figuring out what is happening. But, you know, if you like that sort of creepy sci-fi kind of moral ambiguousness that, you know, you also kind of like underwater horror of things, definitely give this one a try. But yeah, it was definitely a cool one. And it's nice to play something like that, because like I played so much, you know, like Call of Duty and that kind of stuff, where it's just sort of the same, you know, team deathmatch or Warzone or that kind of stuff over and over again. Well, that's fun and it's a good way to kill time. It doesn't really, you know, put you in a story where you actually want to actively see what happens to the end. And Soma is absolutely one of those games where it kind of hooks you into you know, what the hell is going on. And when you get to the end, it's you kind of don't know how to feel about it.